Now, quietly we bring the camera again into focus. As we prepare ourselves to enter upon the fifth of the eight key breaths, the vibromagnetic breath, a truly electrical breath, my beloved, I could talk to you much upon these things, and it would be perhaps waste of time. But this is the first truly electrical breath that can only come when we have gone into such a lofty realm of feeling that we can see just exactly what goes on. Now, the posture of the vibromagnetic breath is exactly the same as the revitalizing. We exhale, we inhale, we lock the breath with a big sniff, then retaining the breath, we slowly bring the arms forward and upward, keeping the tension, the arms being parallel, the elbows straight, locked, and the palms of the hands facing inward. These three parallel swings, then, are undertaken as near to a circle as possible. One, two, three. Then we return to the original position, the arms at the sides, the palms inward. We then exhale. We inhale gently, and we relax completely. Now, my beloved, you will notice that the body itself remains motionless throughout this breath. Only the arms move. Be sure the lock in the buttocks, be sure the body is not thrown out of line in the swings. Now, using your eyes, let none move his arms or hands. Using your eyes, go where you're to go. You will be able to see that you have plenty of room, and you will do it all in an orderly, perfectly systematic manner. We stand, we turn to the left. Very good, if you don't spoil it. Very good. Very good. Now close your eyes. Now, my beloved, just a little more, shall we? A little more of everything. A little more feeling in the will of ourselves. We will to do this. The body is pulled right up. Now the feet, the ankles, the shins, the calves, the knees, the buttocks. Now the body right up, the shoulders dropped, the arms and the hands tensed to the same degree as are the legs and the feet. Watch your throat. No pressure in the larynx. Splendid. First, now be careful. See what takes place. First, the thought. Now all together we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. 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 Splendid. Keep it going. Life. Now a big sniff inward. Hold it. Fingers, thumbs. Now we get ready. Swing number one. Swing number two. Don't bend your arms. Swing number three. Arms at the sides, we exhale. And now we relax entirely. And now, I'm thinking of the loveliest thing I have ever known. The loveliest thing I have ever known. There it comes before my mind. That beautiful picture. Perhaps from the long ago, perhaps from the far away, but there it stands perfectly clearly delineated before my mind. as if it happened but a moment ago. I thank thee, Lord, for my memory. I thank thee that I am able to bring back from the vault of the past any beautiful thing that is in my memory. And I pledge myself, I vow, that from this moment henceforward, nothing shall enter my memory. No idea of negation of whatsoever kind. No idea of disease, decay, senility, old age, disappointment, doubt, failure, death. Nothing shall enter my memory but that which is in unison with all good. And my own very highest conception of truth. And there I see the whole conduct of man. There I see my whole conduct. And so I will that picture shall be lost again in the absorption of my being, as feeling happy upward. Do it. Giving thanks outward. Do it. Slowly and a long, deep, sweeping sigh. Now I lock it up as I take another little breath and a quick sigh. And I sit down without coming out. Now, my beloved, comes the reward. I feel that I am happy all over. I know it because of my feeling, not because I am merely thinking it. And now I'm feeling out to the right. I'm feeling out toward my right-hand neighbor. And there comes that beautiful vibration, taking me away to the right, to the right, to the right. It seems as if I'm on a cloud, going out endlessly through space. To the right. It seems as if I'm on the bosom of a great billow, going out over a far outstretching sea. To the right. I am developing prana in the positive center of my willpower. I am developing the origin of life, the current of life. The life current within me, in the positive center of my willpower. Now all feeling, no thinking, just resting. Let the body go to sleep. You keep awake. I am developing prana in the positive center of my willpower. I am developing the origin of life, the current of life, the life current within me, in the positive center of my willpower. I am developing the current of the universe. I am developing the spirit of the current of the universe. In the positive center of my willpower. Now, all feeling to the right. Now, I reverse the current. I'm feeling to the left. I'm feeling out toward my left-hand neighbor. And there it comes again, that beautiful vibration taking me away to the left, to the left, to the left. I am developing prana in the negative center of my willpower, to the left. It seems to grow a little stronger, a little faster, a little smoother. It seems as if I'm on the bosom of a great billow, going out over a far outstretching sea, to the left. It seems as if I'm on a cloud, going out endlessly through space, to the left. I am developing prana in the negative center of my willpower. I am developing the origin of life, the origin of life, the current of life, the life current within me, in the negative center of my willpower. I am developing the current of the universe. I am developing the spirit of the current of the universe in the negative center of my willpower, to the left. To the left. To the left. Now, my beloved, try to do two or three things at once. Just try to imagine that you're doing it. Is your breath stopped? Is there complete inward breathing? There is no outward motion. And the inward motion is as still as a crystal pool. I am developing prana in the negative center of my willpower. Now, ever so tenderly, no strain whatever, even in your feeling, I stop the current and I'm feeling downward. And there it comes from the top of my head, down, down, down to the tips of my toes, then up around in front like a great wheel of golden light, coming down, down, down. Then up around again, and I see that great light, and I bring it down, cleansing, 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 cleansing. Down to the soles of my feet. The Creator is within me, looking out on the universe through my eyes, listening to the sounds of the universe through my ears, thinking the thought of the universe through my mind, issuing the sounds of the universe through my throat. Purify thou my throat. The Creator is within me, doing the work of the universe through my hands. The Creator is within me, expressing through me eternally. Whatever the Creator is, I am. I am perfect, perfect as He, as it, that which I know, that which I feel within me is perfect. I am perfect mind in a perfect body. I am that I am, that I feel that I am. Om Mani Padme. Now, the body is in a liquid state, seemingly going in all directions, wheels within wheels. But I, seated triumphant within the citadel of my own spirit, mind crystally clear. And so I bring that light again to the top of my head, and I bring it down with a slightly pressing sensation downward, to be met by a slightly resisting sensation upward, as altogether we bring it down, not missing one cell in the body, cleansing, 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 down, down, down to the soles of my feet, and I see my whole body. I see that I feel. I feel that I see my whole body, this wide universe, to be full of light. The light of the divine wisdom that is in every living thing. And now I will fan the living flame that brings the light as, feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward, giving thanks, giving thanks out. The secret of the golden flower. Slowly, I take a little breath and a long, deep, inward, sinking, sweeping sigh. Now I lock it up. I make it my own. As I take another little breath, and a quick sigh, and I wake up quietly. My beloved, whatever you felt, that is it. That is it. At this instant, can you have in your mind your own Holy of Holies? Do you remember it? The Holy of Holies. Whatever the Creator is, I am. Is it now a little clearer, my beloved? Do you feel that it is true? You remember it? You remember the illustration of the apple tree and various other things? The universality of all. It's the same with everything in life. With the apple tree, the oyster, a poppy, a man, everything. Then you remember, as you look at this creativeness, it is intelligent, wise, because it knows how. It is everywhere present. You cannot imagine it not being everywhere. Third, that it has the power to do all things. To make the apple, to make the oyster, to make the oak, to make the human being, to make all things whatsoever in the universe. And so we see omniscience, the faculty of knowing everything, knowledge unbounded, infinite, omnipresence, present in all places at one and the same time, omnipotence, unlimited or infinite power, almighty power, all power. We give thanks together.